Okay, today Be'ez Hashem we're up to Perek Dalid, Mishnah Dalid. So today we are going to learn Mishnayos Dalid and Hey. So each year the Karbanos Tzibur were brought from the Truma money, that, like we just learned in the previous Mishnayos. They would take out three times, they would take or make a withdrawal, and they would get enough Shkalim to pay for the Karbanos Tzibur. What happens though, if you have money left over at the end of the year, and new Shkalim came in to pay for this, you know, for the coming year's Karbanos Tzibur? So what do you do with that money? So the Mishnah is going to bring a lot of different opinions, starting with the Tanakhama. Moser Truma Maha Yu Osinba. What if they had leftover Truma money? Meaning, we've already discussed what they do with the Truma money. We discussed what they do with the Shiyare Halishcha. We discussed what they do with the Moser Shiyare Halishcha. Now we're going to discuss what they do if they have extra Truma money, the Moser Truma. So what would they do? Requez of Tzipur Lebes Kodesh HaKadoshim. They would make gold-plated, they would hammer in gold plating to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So in the last Mishnah, we said that according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Moser Shiyari Halishcha were used to start a business of selling wine and flour and oil for anyone who needed it. So the Mishnah is going to tell us what did they do with the profits from that business, according to Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel Omer Moser Haperos, the profits that they made from running that business, Lekitz HaMizbeach, that went to provide a dessert for the Mizbeach, which means continued karbanos on times where the Mizbeach was not otherwise busy. Umoser HaTruma Leklei Sharis. And whatever extra money they had from Truma, that was used to buy Klei Shari. So we're quoting the first half because in this Mishnah, the second half of that sentence is relevant, that the Moser HaTruma, this Mishnah is really about the Moser HaTruma. A third Shita, so again, Tanakama said that the Moser HaTruma goes to gold plate the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Rabbi Shmuel says Moser HaTruma goes to pay for Klei Sharis. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Moser HaTruma leketz HaMizbeach. Moser HaTruma goes to keep the Mizbeach busy. Umoser Nesachim leklei Sharis. It's the extra wines and oils and flour that were bought by the Beis HaMikdash for the Nesachim, if they had left over, that was used to pay for the Klei Sharis. Rabbi Chananya Sagana Kohanim Omer, Moser Nesachim leketz HaMizbeach. The leftover Nesachim was used to keep the Mizbeach busy when it was otherwise not busy. Umoser HaTruma leklei Sharis. The leftover Truma was used to pay for the Klei Sharis. Zeh v'zeh lo hayimodim baperos. But neither Rabbi Kiva nor Rabbi Chanani Sagan HaKohanim agree with Rabbi Shmuel with as far as the profits that they got from selling the peros. They hold that you don't do business with hektish money by buying and selling things. And therefore, there are no such thing as Moser HaPeros. So obviously, that can't be used for Ketz HaMizbeach. So now the Mishnah Hey continues to talk about what was done with different extra monies that they had in the Beis HaMikdash. So every day there was one mana of Ketores that they would bring on the Mizbeach Hazav inside the Beis HaMikdash every day of the year. They would divide it into two parts. One half of it would be burnt in the morning, the other half in the afternoon. Like every Karban Tzibur, the Ketores was bought with the Truma money, but the amount of Ketores prepared for the year was more than what they needed really for the year. So at the start of the year, there would usually be some leftover Ketores from the previous year. So the Mishnah talks about what did you do with that leftover Ketores to make it something that you could use for the coming year? Moser Ketores Mahayu Osinba. What did they do to make it something that's usable for the coming year? So the Mishnah describes how they would do different exchanges in order to turn the leftover Ketores into something that becomes usable once again. So the Mishnah says, hey, here's what they would do. First of all, Mafrishin Mimenas. They would take from the Truma money to pay the schar of the craftsman who prepared the Ketores, and one of the Gizbarim would take that money for them as their Shaliach. So now that money was paid to these workers, so it's no longer considered Hegdish. Now it became Chulin money, right? So the Ketores that they had, they would use as payment to the extra Ketores, they would use as, they would take money and from the Truma money and pay the workers who were preparing the Ketores. Then they would take the leftover Ketores and be mechalal that on that money that was given to these craftsmen, meaning they would take the money that had been paid to the craftsmen, which is now chulin, and use it as a pidyon for the leftover Ketores. And therefore, the Kedusha transferred from the Ketores to the money. So now the leftover Ketores was chulin. Then they would give the Ketores to the Umnin for their for their payment because it's chulin now, so they could use it to give it to them. And then the Beis HaMikdash would buy back the leftover Ketaris using the new Truma money. So since the Korban Tzibur have to be paid for with the new Truma money, so they would make a situation where whatever was left over from last year's Ketaris could become chulin so that they could use that to buy it. Now most of the New Year's Shkalim are usually left in the Lishcha before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, but it's possible that there's a delay sometimes. And if that happens, there would be no new Truma funds available to buy leftover Ketaris back from the craftsmen. So what would you do if that were to happen? In Baha Chodesh B'zmano, if the new Shkalim came at the right time, before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, son lo chanasa mitruma chadasha, they would buy the leftover Ketaris back from these craftsmen using the new Truma. But v'im lav, but if not, if there was a delay and the new Truma funds weren't available before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, then Minah Yishana, then the leftover Ketaris is bought back from the craftsmen using old Truma funds. So the leftover Ketaris will become Kadosh once again, but only with the Kedusha of last year's Shkalim. So the Ketaris really should be brought from this year's funds, but if that's not possible, you're even allowed to bring it with last year's funds. So let's quickly review what we learned today. In Mishnah Dalet, we learned what would they do with the Moser Truma, meaning they did the withdrawals from the Lishcha, and they paid for all the Korbanos Tzibur that year, but maybe they had extra money left over. So Tanakama said they would use it to gold plate the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Rabbi Yishmael said that they would use the Moser Truma for Klei Shares. The Moser Peros was used for Ketz HaMizbeach, but the Moser Truma was used for Klei Shares. Rabbi Akiva said that the Moser Truma was used for Ketz HaMizbeach, and Rabbi Chanan Sagan Akronim said that the Moser Truma was used for Klei Shares, and it was the Moser Nesachim that was used for Ketz HaMizbeach. And these last two Tanaim hold that there is no such thing as Moser Peros, because they would never run a business using Hegdish items. And then Mishnah Hay, we said, what would they do with the leftover Ketores? So they had to go through this whole system where they would deconsecrate the leftover Ketores, make it chulin again, so that they could buy it back using the new Truma money, so that they can then use it again this year. If they didn't have any new Truma money, they would use the old Truma money to buy it back, because it's better to have old Truma money than to have nothing at all. Okay, B'Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the Perek Dalet, Mishnah Vav.